You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement, where you'll hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Thank you.
the Butch Strong Duo from their album Coming On Strong, and that was The Look of Love. I don't know, the Butch Strong Duo consists of Butch Strong on keyboards and Dick Howard on drums. Very cool. Privately released lounge record from 1974. And before that, Walt Stanley with The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Massachusetts. The Radio Thrift Shop is undergoing some renovations at this point, so we're stuck down here in the bargain basement, dusting off the shelves and cranking up the turntables, and hopefully we can find an electric outlet to plug them in. Like, ow!
The eyes of the blind man see right through you. Go to now your teachers and highly miseries. This town's gold has turned sour and rot. While everyone's afraid, no one cries. Beside the cheap musician, no one screams. And you believe his dreams about his song. He rides a motorcycle and a horse. You think just like him, but you ain't got the nerve. Chillin' of Bob Dylan. When you see the man laying in a ditch, he looks into your eyes, asking for help. And you don't wanna tell him any lies. Don't laugh. Someday he might write a song about you.
Hey, it's Zimmerman's World. We just live in it.
And you're stirred by hair. Every strand's perfection. And you're cold, indifferent stare. Your high fashion complexion. Oh, he the violin, and you would tell him just what note to do. I'm gonna sing you a different tune. Yes, I'd say I'm breaking your balloon. You're so big to condescend and offer me. But no tune. Oh, I'm gonna sing you a different tune. You might say I'm breaking your balloon. Honey, you might say I'm breaking your balloon. Honey, you might say I'm breaking, honey.
Your world has got you down. You find yourself drifting from town to town. Baby, turn around.
upon a time you were doing fine in the town you left behind. You had family and friends, but it all depends just how you want to look at it. Baby, you were hip, you're out taking chips, all the fast lives tried to take a hold, found that everything that glitters isn't always blue.
How does it feel? How does it feel, boo-boo? Oh, man. I'm telling you, the dust is really, really thick down here in the bargain basement. The boo-boo and the bunky with Turn Around. Before that, Johnny Cymbal, Break In Your Balloon. And we started off with Harry Wilcox Jr., The Children of Bob Dylan. Well, I am the children of Herman Frederick Moe. I am DJ Frederick, and you're listening to, I think you're still listening, maybe you've tuned away by now. This is no fault of WMNB's whatsoever. I mean, none. I take full responsibility. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement.
Exploring Science in the Sea. It's hard to imagine that land around the top of the northern Pacific Ocean would have been more hospitable during the last ice age than it is today. But there's evidence of just that. The conditions might have allowed people to begin the migration from Asia to the Americas. And a recent study suggested a possible reason for the milder weather: stronger currents in the North Pacific. At the peak of the Ice Age, more than 20,000 years ago, much more water was frozen in glaciers. As a result, sea level in that region was hundreds of feet lower than it is today. That exposed the bottom of the Bering Sea, creating a bridge of land between Asia and North America. Scientists have found evidence that the climate there was livable, perhaps even warmer than the region is today. People from Asia may have lived there for thousands of years. They were cut off from the rest of the world by ice, so they settled in. The new study looked at samples from the sediments at the bottom of the Pacific. The samples record conditions during the Ice Age. Researchers compared those conditions to models of ocean circulation. They concluded that the region was warmed by the Pacific. A current in the ocean brought warm, salty water from the tropics. It acted much like present-day currents in the North Atlantic, which warm parts of Europe. That kept conditions fairly comfortable until the glaciers melted, making it possible for the inhabitants to begin spreading across the Americas. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You may ask yourself, how did I get here? You stumbled into the bargain basement of the Radio Thrift Shop, featuring the dustiest grooves on the planet. Literally.
There's a place where the young folks go. It's a place they all like to meet. It's in the city by the Golden Gate. It's called Hidden in Ashbury Street. They talk about things that are going on. They talk about this and that. But most of all, they talk about love. Tell me what's so wrong about that.
Tell me what's so wrong about that.
I've been there once, and I'll go again. It's a place you'll always find a friend. If you're a stranger there, it won't be for long. They make you feel like you belong. You'll always see the welcome mat. Tell me what.
what's so wrong about that?
They all share, cause they all care. They all give, cause that's the way they live. They'll talk about good, they'll talk about bad. They'll talk about things that make you sad. But most of all, they talk about love. Tell me what's so wrong about that. Sit around and discuss the news, and if you choose, you'll express your views. They talk about peace and they talk about war, and that's a word that they all deplore. They'll tell you that peace is where it's at. Tell me what's so wrong about that. The world might be a better place. For the human race, if they could see this place where life is sweet, this place called Hate, Haight-Ashbury Street. This place called Hate, Haight-Ashbury Street. This place called Hate, Haight-Ashbury Street.
But just remember there's a lot of bad everywhere. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
Pastors with a cover of Cat Stevens' Wild World. Before that, it was Opus 5 with Hate in Hate Ashbury Street. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You have been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. Everything is 90% off and heading for Goodwill. I want to say thank you for listening. This program is broadcast every week on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Mass. Great non-commercial radio. All right. I'm going to pull something out here that I wouldn't typically play. All right. Have a wonderful week. See you on the flip side.
Put your feet in the lemonade. We're running short of water. Wash off your car with some ginger ale, though it may get sticky, sorta. But you gotta keep clean, there ain't no excuse. Jump into a tub of tomato juice. But don't put your feet in the lemonade. We're running short of water. Look through your dirty window pane and pray for rain. Now don't put your dishes in the kitchen sink, just send them to the cleaner. Use a paintbrush on your lawn, the grass will be much greener. You can take a bath in a bucket of milk.
Cleopatra did it, she was smooth as silk.
But don't put your feet in the lemonade. We're running short of water. Hey, water boy, stop chasing girls all day. Get back on the job, send that H2O our way. Cause we're getting right down to our very last drop. We'll have to wash our socks in soda pop. Your feet in the lemonade. We're running short of water. Look through your dirty window pane and pray for rain. Don't put your feet in the lemonade. No, don't put your feet in the lemonade. Don't put your feet in the lemonade.
Wow, that sure don't feel like tomato juice.
Don't put your feet in the lemonade.
Your feet.